Well, firstly, the vessel was detained on the afternoon of 29th of May on the basis that it was a demonstrated lack of preparedness for an emergency situation. So the ship's fixed firefighting systems in the cargo holds and in the engine room were in a situation where they wouldn't work correctly. The vessel's rescue boat motor could not be manoeuvred correctly, and the crew were unable to demonstrate a working knowledge of the ship's firefighting equipment. So all in all, that's pretty damning stuff. But on top of that, the vessel had also been detained in January and July of 2006 on similar grounds. So it's a culmination of all that evidence led AMSA to ban the vessel from entering an Australian port for 3 months.
And how did the most recent inspection come about? Is that the result of a routine inspection or a tip-off?
No, it was a result of a routine inspection, although AMSA does run a risk-based inspection regime. So a risk-based system is based on information about the ship's history, its inspection history, the age of the vessel, and all that builds into a risk model that we use to determine which ships we're going to investigate.
You mentioned that there's been a number of issues over some time with this vessel. What else besides the things that you've mentioned with regards to the firefighting capabilities in the escape vessel?
Over the last 18 months, there's been 79 deficiencies found on board the vessel for the various inspections we've done. So it's a wide, varied amount of stuff, but things to do with main engines that were not operating correctly, critical planned maintenance that was overdue, lack of provisions on board for the crew, crew not being paid their salary correctly, not having evidence of a correct information for the seafarers with respect to their employment agreement. So a whole raft of things over that period of time.
Reading through the number of problems that you found, I was surprised that you also investigate things like the crew's conditions, like food provisions, their pay. I wasn't aware that AMSA policed those things as well.
The Maritime Labour Convention 2006 came in worldwide in 2013, and AMSA's been at the forefront of implementing that convention in Australian waters. So we investigate opportunities where we're advised of breaches of that convention, and we also look at it through our normal inspection regime. So we're looking at the welfare of the seafarer as well as the safety of the vessel.
It's a three-month ban. What, if anything, will the Kiunga Chief or its owners and operators have to do to allow it to come back into Australian waters?
I'll put simply, the vessel will be allowed back into Australian waters in 3 months' time. The ban will lapse in that time. But how these things generally work is that we work with the operating company to try and get an improvement in their processes, and we get an understanding of where they're going and what they intend to implement. And they work behind the scenes to make sure that the ship's in the right position to come back into Australian waters.
You say there's been a number of problems with this ship. Have there been a number of problems with other ships operated by the same owner, Consort Express?
The issues in Australia are specifically around this particular vessel. However, when you find this sort of systemic approach to the lack of management of this vessel in this area, it indicates that there are issues within the organisation, not just the ship.
And how could this have potentially impacted on Australia's marine environment?
If there had been, in the worst case scenario, an incident on board the vessel that led to a fire, for example, where the crew had to respond and that got out of control, that they didn't have the systems and the mechanisms and the training in place to ensure that they could effectively deal with that. This is a vessel operating between Australia and Papua New Guinea, so it's operating within the reef region, Australia. So it's pretty important that the crews have that information and that ability to deal with emergency situations.